The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Affirm.
Affirm.
I am the divine flame, of universal
flame.
love and forgiveness. Releasing all that is not in alignment with divine love and harmony. From my being and my world. I am the radiant presence of divine light and love, replacing all those spaces with the living light of spirit. I am spirit in action.
Welcome to The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long. This time in our evolution is exceptionally important. It is calling us to live with authenticity, precision, and purpose. Our show will inspire you to become all that you can be, no matter what it takes. Now, here's your host, Dr. Judith Long.
Welcome, everyone, to the Eye of the Needle. Today, I have a very, very, very special guest and a wonderful couple, Jonathan and Andy Goldman. I want to tell you a little bit about them before we begin hearing about all of their latest and most beautiful work. Jonathan Goldman is an internationally renowned writer, musician, and teacher. He is an authority on sound healing and a pioneer in the field of harmonics. Jonathan is the author of several books, including his recent release, The Divine Name, published by Hay House, that holds the Visionary Award for Best Alternative Book of the Year. The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, also by Hay House, Healing Sounds from Inner Traditions and Shifting Frequencies from Light Technology. A Grammy nominee, his award-winning recordings include Chakra Chants, The Divine Name, Frequencies, Sounds of Healing, and Reiki Chants. He is the founder and director of the Sound Healers Association and CEO of Spirit Music. In spring 2011, Jonathan Goldman was named as one of the Watkin Review's 100 most spiritually influential living people on the planet. His wife, Andy Goldman, is a licensed psychotherapist, specializing in holistic counseling and sound therapy. She's the director of the Healing Sound Seminar and co-director of Sound Healers Association. She is a musician, teacher, sound healer, award-winning author, and the wife and partner of Jonathan Goldman. Jonathan and Andy co-authored Chakra Frequencies, published by Inner Traditions, winner of the Visionary Award for Best Alternative Health Book of the Year. Together, Jonathan and Andy have dedicated their lives to the path of service, helping awaken and empower others with the ability of sound to heal and transform. They live in Boulder, Colorado. Well, welcome, Jonathan and Andy. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Dr. Judith, it is our great pleasure.
Oh, Judith, we are delighted to be here with you today. Thank you so much.
And hello, hello to all your listeners. Hi.
If you know Jonathan's work, and I can't imagine anyone on the planet not knowing Jonathan's work, but there are some, you will know that that is what a lot of his work sounds like, which is absolutely beautiful. Jonathan, before we begin exploration into this fascinating new book that you wrote, the Divine Name, can you tell us a little bit about your background, please?
My background, Judith, it is such an honor to be here, and I was just sort of laughing to myself when I said hello, and you said that's what a CD sound like, and I just all of a sudden visualized and imagined a CD of nothing but me saying hello for an hour. And I thought, my God, So, folks, that really, we're going to be listening to some of our recordings, and they actually are a little bit more than me saying hello. But anyway, Judah, thank you for this. My background basically is that for the past, Andy, how long has it been now? 35 years, something
oh, yeah,
like that?
At least.
It's getting a little scary. I have been engaged in the research and really the teaching and just promoting the awareness of the uses of sound and music for healing to the public. I began first as a film major at Boston University, then a rock musician in the Boston area. Had an experience when, for want of a better term, it was almost as though the light of God struck me one night when I was on stage, and I became aware that, for myself, performing music was not perhaps the venue that I wanted to be in, and that using sound as a healing modality, which in the very, very late 1970s or 1980s was, shall we say, something not too many people knew about or even contemplated. And it put me on a path. I got a master's degree from Lesley University researching this area, then wrote a number of different books, and also founded the Sound Healers Association, which is the world's first and the largest organization of people who work with sound and music as a healing modality. We have, well, just, you know, just immediately at the show, if people are interested, I would like to suggest that they go to our website, which is healingsounds.com, and they will find an extraordinary cornucopia of information, sounds, and knowledge about using sound for healing. And now on to Andy.
Well, Judith, a little bit about my background. As you mentioned, I am a holistic psychotherapist, and I have been for so many years now, but about 20 years ago, I started working with Jonathan, and, you know, as a psychotherapist, a holistic psychotherapist, I was very interested in expressive therapies, and that really was my major focus. And so working with sound really just was a beautiful addition to the expressive therapies that I worked with. And over time, Jonathan and I wrote a wonderful award-winning book together, focusing on sound as a healing modality. And so that has been my major focus for more years than I would like to remember.
I can relate. We're seasoned.
That's right.
For both of us, I like to believe it's both of us, at least. It's a true blessing to be able to work together. Mm-hmm. And
I feel that we have just been given this beautiful opportunity, Judith, to combine my background with psychotherapy and counseling with Jonathan's pioneering work with sound, and being provided this opportunity has been such a blessing in our lives. And indeed, we do all of this together and happy about that.
It's wonderful. I just want to interject here. It's so wonderful to, and such an inspiration for a lot of us to see such a beautiful couple working together and creating together as you do. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
It's really an inspiration for us, too, because the fact that somehow we've been able to fairly effortlessly, manage this. We had a friend over yesterday, and he was saying that, you know, we are one of the few couples who almost spend 24/7 together in terms of work, play, doing just life together. And he said it's so rare. And such a, you know, an amazing model for people to realize that they can be achieved. And I just have to say yes, yes, and thank you, because it's like, you know, really, really important for, I truly believe that if we can somehow work together to, on this planet, you get a 1 + 1 = 3 phenomena.
And also, mm-hmm. one of the things that I want to interject is that it's really a blessing for sure. But, you know, the masculine and the feminine coming together with both of these is really what Jonathan and I are about. And so being able to present our work, you know, from both perspectives can be very helpful, I hope.
Well, we talk about, you know, in a lot of our work, we talk about the Holy Trinity, and a lot of the religions talk about the Holy Trinity. And when there is the male and the female come together, the creation happens. And it's just that divine Trinity, that Holy Trinity. And we see that in your work. It's beautiful. Really beautiful.
Oh, boy, that is perhaps the most profound and kind thing that I've heard in a really long time.
Thank you, Judith.
You're welcome. I've been immersed in your work. I've listened. As you know, I'm a teacher for Drumbelow Melchizedek, and 300 teachers throughout the world are utilizing your work in The Lost Chord. And when I was joking in the beginning of our segment, I was talking about The Lost Chord and how it's that deep, 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 deep toning that you do that is so profoundly healing. And we use that in one of our most important healing sessions during the workshop. So I just want you to know that a lot of the teachers are listening, and they will relate to what I was giggling about early on. So, but for those who don't know, there's beautiful, beautiful CDs with music and chanting, and it's just a lovely array, as you say, of sound healing. Can I ask you to talk to the people who aren't familiar with sound healing? How can sound be used to heal and transform? Jonathan or Andy, whoever, both of you, please, could you just give us
Yes, A, we're here. B, I'm getting the incredible hit, if you like, to somehow, you just mentioned The Lost Chord, and I said, let's give a listen to that for a minute and then get into talking about how sound can be used for healing. Would that be an okay thing?
Sure, that's wonderful.
Okay,
yeah.
So here's a little something from The Lost Chord, and we'll just bring it up for a minute. It's the heart chakra energy.
Yes, I want to let you know we have 4 minutes till break, but let's keep going, and I'll just give you a little signal when we need to take a little break, okay?
Great, Judith, and thank you. And I was in The Lost Chord, and there were about 60 simultaneous different sacred sounds from different traditions occurring. And you mentioned it. I wanted to honor it by playing it. Now for the fast, less than four-minute talk about how sound can be used for healing. Our basic mystic masters and our quantum physicists are in agreement. Everything is in a state of vibration. In the beginning was the Word, and the Lord said, let there be light. Everything is in a state of vibration, from the electrons moving around the nucleus of an atom to distant galaxies having planets going around the stars. Everything is in vibration. This includes our body. Every organ, every bone, every tissue, every part of our body is in a state of vibration. And when we are in a state of health, we are, if you like, seeing this incredible symphony of the self. We're like this orchestra that's playing this overall sound, this harmonic health. What happens if the second violin player loses their sheet music? They begin to play out of tune, out of harmony. This is like if a part of our body began to vibrate out of its regular, healthy, resonant frequency. It's vibrating out of harmony, out of tune, out of ease. We say it's diseased. And the concept of using sound as a healing modality is simply this. What if we could give that string player back their sheet music? What if we could somehow restore back to the organ that was vibrating out of ease or out of harmony the basic healthy resonant frequencies? It's that simple, that profound, and that important.
And Judith, of course, there are many different ways that we can work with sound as a healing modality. You know, we just listened to just incredible healing frequencies from the Lost Chord. Listening is a, you know, very viable way of working with sound. Jonathan and I focus primarily on using our own voices, working with our own self-created sounds for healing. You know, what happens when we're focusing on our own voices, even something as simple as a hum, that humming sound can vibrate throughout our body, and our own frequencies going into our bodies can certainly bring about healing, balance, relaxation, stress reduction.
Judith, how long do we have before commercial
break?
We're
going to go on break right now, and then we're going to come back. I'd like to continue talking about this, how sound can be used for healing when we come back, okay?
Fabulous. Andy's got some great stuff to share. Thanks.
Love to.
Okay, good. So we're just going to take a short break now, and we'll be right back.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand, all from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long. If you'd like to reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to The Eye of the Needle.
Well, welcome back. We're here again at the Eye of the Needle with Jonathan and Andy Goldman, and we're talking about how sound can be used for healing. And Andy was telling us the many ways that sound can be used for healing. Can you continue with that, Andy, please?
Oh, I would love to, Judith. And, you know, I was talking briefly before the break about the major focus that Jonathan and I work with is teaching people to use their own voice for self-created healing sounds. And we're not talking about singing per se, although singing can certainly be healing. But we're talking about toning. We're talking about things as simple as humming. In fact, what happens when we make our own self-created sounds, the frequencies and the vibration that reverberate throughout our bodies, minds, and spirits can really help so much in stress reduction, relaxation. I mean, certainly, and Jonathan will agree with this, certainly if we, Jonathan, let's just do a short little hum right now.
Oh, please, and, yes, please.
And so our audience could even hum along with us and closing our eyes and just... And of course, everybody can hum.
A little bit more of a hum. Here we go. Of that for you, Judith. That was just
Thank you. That's
called the cosmic hum. And it asks the question, what if the initial sound of creation was a hum? And there's a whole story about that. But first, Andy is going to tell you some physiological benefits just making a sound like a hum or an ah or any sort of self-created sound. Once again, we're not talking about singing. We're talking about making an ah sound or a hmm or just something that we do all the time. Andy.
Well, we work a lot with sacred vowel sounds and clearing the chakras with a particular vowel sound. But Judith, just in that brief moment where we were all humming together, there were so many physiological benefits that were occurring within our physical bodies. As an example, there was more oxygen in our cells. Our blood pressure was lowered in that brief moment. Melatonin was released.
Our old friend melatonin. Andy, tell us about melatonin. A lot of people don't know about melatonin. Sometimes they know about it because...
Well, and in fact, melatonin, this was really interesting. I have to just jump in here with this because
Please,
I read
yeah.
Some research not too long ago where they were beginning to use melatonin as an antidepressant. And I thought to myself, well, that is really interesting because when we're toning, when we're sounding either by ourselves or with other people, we actually begin to feel better. And I went, aha, you know, that really is that melatonin that is released. Mm-hmm. And certainly oxytocin is also released, which is the trust hormone.
You know, when you're making sound together with somebody else, it's so important. What else? Oh, my old friend, nitric oxide. That's N-O. That's not nitrous oxide, which you might get at a dentist's office, but it's nitric oxide, which is a vascular dilator. It was actually, they voted it the molecule of the year in 2008, which I think is an interesting, you know, it's not the Academy Awards. I guess it's the Molecular Awards or something like that. But, nitric oxide is a vascular dilator. So it basically opens up your bloodstream and allows you to your blood to flow better, having more oxygen to your blood and doing all this, you know, type of stuff. Another thing that, you know, Andy mentioned once again, and this is all scientific, what they call peer review information that we kind of had to search a little bit for, because sometimes they're hidden. But for example, the I loved it. The University of Nepal's medical school did this research on what they call Brahmari Pramayana, which is basically humming. And they found that it caused reduction of heart rate, respiration, your breathing, and it even lowered your blood pressure just by So Andy and I are actually working on a book on the subject because we think it's so very, very important to be able to bring sound to people who don't want necessarily any mystical stuff, although we, of course, sound in the beginning was the word, maybe the most mystical of things there are in existence, yet they just want some, like, really hard edge, really workable, usable information that can shift and change their life.
Well, and certainly, you know, we start out with something as simple as humming because that is something that most people can relate to, most people have done, whether they're humming their favorite tune or whether they're just humming. It's like giving yourself an internal massage. And, of course, you know, we move into other sounds as well, and we, you know, work with the ah sound, the om. And just as a quick little anecdote, I have a really good friend who has small children. And in the morning, getting them ready for school, as you can imagine, is quite hectic and probably a little stressful. And before they walk out the door to get in the car, she stops, they hold hands, and they all do an either an ah sound or an om, and it just brings them into a balance and sets them out on their day. So
one of the
easy benefits of working with sound.
And using your own voice, you know, it brings to mind my brother. My brother, I think babies are very smart. And my brother, when he was
smart.
A little boy, very little, I remember whenever he would be eating, he would be humming. And as he was humming, he would just, we often imitated him because it was so cute, but we had no idea what he was actually doing. He was actually making himself feel better. He was humming through his whole meal. And the human voice, I know that the listeners can relate to what you're saying, because you can feel that vibration in your body when you hum, when you talk. Can you just clarify for us the difference between toning or and singing, you know, making a sound singing? What's the difference?
Okay, usually technically, toning is considered the elongated sounding of either a vowel sound or a single syllabled mantra, such as om, or just something like a hum. And usually, you don't vary too much in terms of your key. You'll stay on one key, or maybe you'll move or shift it as you are so guided, as opposed to somebody who will sing and they're, you know, really, it's what we call the difference between entrainment and entertainment. Yeah. Entrainment is a phenomena of physics where you basically, you sound to change the frequency of another object, and that's what you're doing when you're toning. But when you're singing, you're doing entertainment for the most part. You either make, you know, singing for someone else's enjoyment or for your own enjoyment, and it's all really good, but it's very different.
Well, and the good news in all of this is that you don't even have to carry a tune in a bucket to be able to tone. You do not have to be a singer. You don't have to know anything about music. If you have a voice, you can work with your own self-created sounds through toning.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once again, it's something anybody can do. And we just so encourage it because of so many people, and I don't know if we have to cut to a commercial right now or not. But
we're good.
Okay, you know, for a lot of people, the number one fear that they have is speaking in public. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what it would be like making sound in public or singing in public. So we're trying to really remove the fear element by saying no. Like, something like humming is so very, very private, and it's not meant to be judged by anyone, including yourself. It's merely to be used as a tool to, if you like, vibrate different parts of your body, your brain, your energetic field, and when you add the aspect of intention or visualization onto that, it becomes a really supremely powerful vehicle for transformation.
And in fact, Judith, I want to really emphasize, Jonathan just mentioned the word intention. And way back in the 80s, Jonathan came up with a formula that he devised, which was frequency plus intent equals healing. Frequency, mm-hmm. the sounds that we're making, coupled with an awareness, an intention that we will hold as we're creating, as we're making the sound, those two elements together bring about healing. So frequency mm-hmm. plus intent equal healing, and that's a big piece in our work as well.
Okay, I was reading in your material that louder is not necessarily better. So could you talk about that a little bit, please? We get started and we get all excited and we're humming and we think, oh, this feels really good. Now let's do it louder, louder. Could you clarify that for us, please?
Judith, isn't it interesting that we live in a society, but it's really a world now that really has this whole concept of more being better. Mm. And that, of course, includes sound.
Yes.
So that if, making a sound for 5 minutes is good, then making it for 50 minutes or 5 hours is better. And making it really loud is really, really good. And oftentimes, because sound is a subtle energy, you just need a little bit of this intentionalized sound to really make shift and change. And it doesn't necessarily have to be loud. In fact, I'll just share with you a very, very fast story. If we hear a really loud sound, it triggers what's called the fight or flight principle in our body. So we, get everything from increased heart rate, respiration, brain waves to the release of adrenaline. And this may date back to when we were cave people and we were asleep and all of a sudden we'd hear the roar of a saber-toothed tiger and we'd be in a tree before we'd even know what happened. I remember one time Andy and I were in Venice Beach together, which is in California, and there was a sort of street performer, and he said, I have a $100 bill here, and I'm going to give this to anybody who will simply see, drew a little circle on the ground and said, stand in this circle, I'm going to blindfold them, I won't touch them, and if they don't move out of the circle, I'll give them the $100. And I knew, because of my knowledge of sound, what was going to happen. And this fellow basically put a blindfold on someone who was a testosterone-laden young man, because it was right near Muscle Beach. And all of a sudden, he basically blows up a balloon, and the audience is cracking up. And then he hits the balloon with a pin, and it pops by the guy's ear, and he jumped about 3 feet. Just showing, once again, the power of loud sound, which is on a level, if we understand the power of sound, then we can use it properly. And once again, louder is not better, more is not better. For many people, they experience sound and go, oh, this is great. Well, if I amp it up some, if I raise the whole energy of it, it'll be much better. But just think about what happens to the glass that gets vibrated by the singer's voice and all of a sudden it shatters.
Yes, yes. So for the people out there, this is very interesting. We have about 1.5 minutes to go for this segment. But for the people out there, they just hum anything? Do they need to be on a particular note? Is there something they can follow on your website to get a nice idea of what they should do? Or just could you just give us a little bit of an idea on that for the people?
Oh, Judith, yes, we'd be happy to, because once again, when we're working with our own self-created sounds, whatever feels comfortable for the individual, whatever, there's not a note that they have to be on, there's not anything, there's not a good or bad way of making sound, but what is important is that people stay within their comfort zone and they are cognizant of just being in that place where, ah, this feels really good. Ah, oh, you know, whatever. So we want them to not have to use their left brain at all. This
okay.
is a right brain experience.
So the intention doesn't come in there. Do they just have an intention of feeling better, or the intention there would be, I want to feel better?
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
The intention can be, oh, I'm so stressed right now. Oh, I want to release that stress.
Okay, I see. Something
you know,
really basic.
Very basic, very basic. And Judith, on our website, healingsounds.com, and that sounds is got an S at the end, healingsounds.com, on our homepage, we have a free download, which is called the 7-Minute Chakra Tune-Up. And this is a very simple, very guided sound meditation where we use a vowel sound to balance and align each of the 7 major chakras. And
wonderful.
That's a very good exercise that people that are opening up to sound can kind of play around with.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, Andy. Well, they can go to healingsounds.com and get started right away on their journey into sound healing. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we want to talk about a couple really exciting things coming up. So let's go on break, and we'll be right back with Jonathan and Andy Goldman.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long. If you'd like to reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to The Eye of the Needle.
Well, welcome back. Here we are again at the Eye of the Needle with Jonathan and Andy Goldman. And we want to talk a little bit about your new book that's entitled The Divine Name. I think we'd like to know exactly what that is. And just tell us a little bit about the work, please, of the Divine Name.
Boy, Judith, this is an hour-long discussion that I'm going to cut down to 1 minute.
Okay.
The Divine Name is a discovery that I made of this sound that incorporates a particular sequence of harmonically related vowel sounds that sounds very much like the name of God as given to Moses by the burning bush. That's to begin with, and it's a powerful sound that we teach worldwide, and it's a sound that anyone, regardless of their belief system, we've had some, you know, really well-known, shall we say, Hindu practitioners who found it, who perceive that this sound is perhaps as important as the Om. So it's and that it's found in all different traditions, including Native American, Coptic, Egyptian, etc. In fact, Andy and I are working now on a revised edition of the book, which just incorporates some new material that has come to our attention since it was first released 5 years ago, because more and more material keeps coming out. We are not the type of people who write something and then want it to be out of date in a couple of years. From our perspective, when you write something, it's hopefully meant to be around for a long time and really influence and change the energy and the consciousness of people.
Mm.
But this is a hotline to the divine, if you like.
And of course, Judith, Jonathan and I teach workshops on a step-by-step process of actually how to intone and sound the divine name utilizing sacred vowel sounds, as Jonathan mentioned, in a specific sequence, and then that intones the divine name.
And we're actually going to be teaching this. One of the things is that we had the pleasure of presenting the first sound healing workshop at the Royal College of Music in London a couple of years ago, and they wanted us back. And so we'll come back in a couple of years, and we're going to share the divine name there. So that's really cool. And the divine name, the subtitle of it is The Sound That Can Change the World.
Yes, I saw that.
It's our belief that intentionalized sound that is basically coupled with a really, energy of love, and also, if you like, created as a coherent waveform so that the heart and the brain are, if you like, synchronized together. If we get together on a really global level and do this, we can literally shift and change the matrix of the Gaia energy form.
And we like to call this global harmonization, Judith, where people will use their own self-created sounds to bring about peace and healing on our planet. And every year on actually Valentine's Day, on February 14th, we have what we call World Sound Healing Day. And this February 14th is coming up on our 13th annual World Sound Healing Day. And people throughout the entire planet in many different countries are sounding forth the ah sound with the intention.
Which is the energy of the heart.
With the intention of healing our planet, sending love to our planet.
And what we, you know, for those who are interested in partaking in this, and we like to say we heal the planet, we heal ourselves, and we heal the planet. We have a choice. For those people who are interested in this, and I think it's so very, very important because they've demonstrated the power of prayer. They've demonstrated how global meditations can actually affect the noosphere, the energy of the, if you like, the consciousness of the planet. But if you add the aspect of sound, you could create an amplification of this energy, which is one of the reasons why sound is like the key element in prayers. The prayers of our planet are vocalized. They're whispered, they're chanted, they're sung, they're spoken, but they are literally, and it may simply be that sound is a trigger mechanism that allows the focusing of our intention to then blossom into the field of that which is possible, and it is really extraordinary. And a number of different organizations have measured the changes that have occurred on World Sound Healing Day, and they are just really, really promising.
And what we're asking asking people to do is at 12 o'clock noon in their time zone to just stop for about 5 minutes or 1 minute or 10 minutes, whatever works for you, and just tune in and begin to sound forth the ah sound with the intention of sending love and healing to our planet. And Judith, we have a website called the Temple of Sacred Sound .org, and people can go there and sound on World Sound Healing Day. Throughout the planet, different people are organizing their own particular groups where they'll gather people at any time during the day and do toning ceremonies for peace on our planet.
And really, not to confuse your listeners anymore, but we have a website called worldsoundhealingday.org. worldsoundhealingday.org. And there is all sorts of information about World Sound Healing Day, about how sound can affect consciousness, and there's actually free downloads of what we call the Ah Training Wave that allows people who listen to it to basically learn to put themselves into a state of resonance where their heart and their brain are basically entrained and synchronized together so that when they make sound, it is such a powerful sound for global harmonization. So once again, that's worldsoundhealingday.org.
And what we know, you know, about the Earth, and she is our mother. She is she's amazing to learn from. We are her children. She loves us dearly. So to give that love to her and feel her love coming back is just an amazing healing thing for both the planet and us, her children. And I think it's a wonderful idea for people to get together, utilize your World Sound Healing Day .org website to listen to the sound and to follow along and have groups throughout the world. What a wonderful experience that would be. So again, that's at noon. Would you tell us some of the effects that you have that have registered coming back to you from the previous World Sound Healing Days, Jonathan or Andy?
Judith, I would just simply like to suggest that the various measurements seem to indicate that, A, we can interface with the electromagnetic field of the planet, and B, literally, that there is... from the quantum studies that have been done, there's really, shall we say, more going on than meets the eye. I'd like to suggest that on one level, we are really truly at our infancy in terms of being able to measure coherently all that is going on, because there may be things that are happening on levels within levels and within levels, within dimensions, within dimensions, within fields that we maybe might be able to sense, on a physical level, but scientifically the instrumentation may not have been developed yet. I mean, this is one of the, shall we say, challenges for those of us who are working in the spiritual field, is that when the data is requested, it's hard because the instrumentation doesn't exist yet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And also, what we do know, Judith, is that when people are sounding forth with that awe sound, with that intention of healing and love, what's happening for themselves individually is then being dispersed out onto the planet. And so, as Jonathan was mentioning, we heal ourselves, we heal the planet, we heal the planet, we heal ourselves. So there's this beautiful feedback loop happening on World Sound Healing Day.
Yes. It's really, really, really outrageous. And once again, if you go to World Sound Healing Day, there is some of the data that's there, and people will be, it's fairly clearly written so people can understand and see it, et cetera, et cetera. But I am convinced that in the not-so-distant future, we will have all sorts of machinery that is, or instrumentation that's really going to show things that this is a whole other discussion, but things that, you know, we've only just begun to perceive might be in the realm of possibility.
So we invite all of our listeners today to participate if they're guided to do so in World Sound Healing.
And we have literally thousands of groups of people sounding throughout the planet, and it's a wonderful thing. You know, if you're tuned in, you can feel it. And if you can feel it, the Earth can feel it. It's like sending a sonic Valentine to our beloved Gaia Matrix. And what more can you want?
Oh, how beautiful is that? I know from my own experience with your work, it's just hard to explain the beautiful, the most crotchety old people can lay down on the table and listen to the people around them, you know, maybe four or five people around them toning, where those people are centered in their heart chakra and sending love to that person. The change, the immediate change that happens is astounding. So I certainly am convinced as well, Jonathan. We want to give all the information to those who may be a little skeptical, but I think the best thing is to try it, just to try it for yourself. Give yourself a half an hour that day on Valentine's Day and just try it for yourself and see, make your own assessment as to how you feel doing this beautiful, beautiful service to our planet.
Oh, it's so
it's
lovely.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, if you can feel it, then it's real. That's the bottom line.
Right, right. And we've been taught, you know, in our school system and other places, we've been taught to not to honor our feelings, to put them aside, and that only our brain activity is important. And of course our brain activity is important, but coupled up with the heart, we have absolutely, there's nothing we can't accomplish. So I think that this is a beautiful opportunity for people, if they haven't dabbled in sound healing at all, to try it. And coming up this Valentine's Day, and just get involved. It's a very easy and beautiful thing to do. I'm so happy you do this wonderful service every year.
It's our great gift to the planet and ourselves, and we are so enamored with people like yourself who support this work, because this is a co-creative activity. It's not just Andy and myself who are doing this. There are literally tens of thousands of people who understand the basic principle that we heal the planet, we heal ourselves, and we heal the planet. And through our toning on the World Sound Healing Day, we can make a difference.
And it's very empowering to people to know that their own sounds can really be so beneficial. So we are honored to be able to facilitate in the service of World Sound Healing Day.
It's just beautiful that you do this. I keep referring back to the workshops, because it's this is happening all over the world with your work, Jonathan. Jonathan and Andy, and the biology. We talk a lot in the workshops about biology and sound and how it's hooked up and and we talk about different things such as the family tree of the male bee and how that refers to the chromatic scale. Have you ever seen that? That's amazing. Drumblow has found that and uses it as an example so people can at least get their brain to agree for a minute that, oh, this is possible. Sound can.
Let me just ask you quickly, what sound does bee make?
The bee... Oh, good.
That B is right in alignment with our work.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. I never thought of it like that. How cool.
That's all the hum. And that, you know, when I was talking about the, you know, the effects of Brahmari, you know, pranayamic breathing, Brahmari actually means the humming bee in Sanskrit.
Oh, my word. Well, we have a little over 1 minute. Did you want to play for us a little
piece? Yes, I did. This is myself, my beloved Andy, our beloved friend Sarah Benson, and basically from our album Chakra Chants 2. This is the Crown Chakra. We send blessings of love
and light through sound
to everyone.
Okay, and we may go out with this. I just want to thank you again for being on the show with me. I enjoyed it tremendously. I think your work is astounding, and thank you so much.
Oh, Judith, thank you. It's been our great pleasure and joy, and many blessings to you and to all of our listeners today.
Thank you so much. Here we go.
Thank you.
Get ready to take off.
Here we go.
Thank you again for tuning to The Eye of the Needle. Please join your host, Dr. Judith Long, again next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. If you like our theme music, it's available for purchase from Dr. Judith's website at drjudithlong.com. The name of the CD is Relax and Return to Your Essence. Have yourself an amazing week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.